Blog Talk Radio.
TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling the fumes. Blue past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while. It's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile. And my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good. Across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would. And the ones who said I couldn't do it, wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad. Trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags. But I think it's kinda sad, a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even throwing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that. How my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off. Honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn. Look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's good? You people already know what it is. It's pre-game later. We got Baltimore Sun coming in as guest co-host. You got Cook else going on. So we're going to do the throwbacks cookout style. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up, 347-857-4302. To anybody that's checking in through the link on the website, big shout out to y'all. See y'all. Log down to the bottom of the page on the left-hand side. You'll see the chat room. You guys could communicate with me right then and there. And big shout out to the promoters who want pregame radio to promote their party, you know, before just, hey, send me all the info and all that. But now they said in drops with all the party information and all that, and that's what's up. So we're going to get into this party promo and right into the throwbacks. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. You already know what it is.
Most Wanted Crew Entertainment presents the third annual Green and White Affair. Joelle, a.k.a. DJ Most Wanted, leader, first lady of Most Wanted Crew, and eater, Most Wanted Crew member, B-Day Bash, on July 9th at Club Sequoia. Also, live performance by Fannie J. Sequoia is located at the South Street Seaport, Pier 17, New York, New York. three rooms with music by Most Wanted Crew DJs, Untouchable DJs, and Lights Out DJs. In the main room spinning, Compa, Zook, Kizomba, Suku, DJ Pretty Nice, DJ Chaos, and DJ Ricky Bond in the second room, spinning hip-hop, R&B, Top 50, Old School, Reggae, and Soca. And DJ Chappy in the third room, spinning Salsa, Merengue, and Bachata. Advanced tickets are $20 or more at the door, 21 and over with proper ID. No hats, do-rags, boots, or sneakers. Dress to impress, ladies and gents. For more information, log on to mostwantedcrew.com. Shout out to Young Alliance, Debbie, Stephanie, Tracy, JD Entertainment, Joe Black, We Beat Entertainment, Cynthia and Joanne.
We'll be right back. bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Let them hoes know. Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love? How you doing?
Right.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your homegirl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin? Thought I wasn't. The weekend was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, my day. So just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We can keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Twist in the hips, cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, while the lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it off. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real cheese doing time. Cause the goofy bit the truth and told a lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly, you need to hit the door. Search for a new guy, cause I only got one night in town. Break out. Baby doll, are you down? I get around.
So I felt like doing that, you know. But Baltimore Sun, what's going on, man? Like, I see the promo is heavy.
What's good? What's good,
you know,
family?
The album's doing well.
Yeah, man, it's starting to pick up a little momentum. You know what I mean? So I'm excited about that.
You know. We were getting the name out. Hit us up, 347-857-4300 to, if you're ready to listen on the phone, you want to get on air, hit one of your keyboard, I'll bring you in. For those who missed our show yesterday, we had one hell of a show. Shout out to the mystery guy. Shout out who was rocking with us. And someone has stepped up, someone wants to get on the line. Last 4 digits is 554. Now let people know who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, sir. This your boy, Nephew the Dumb, man. Calling from South Crack, of course, I'm Brooklyn's
own.
What's good, people? How y'all doing?
What's good, you know, nephew?
What it is? What it is? Brooklyn Black, be more. What it is?
Chilling, brother, chilling.
I know to pregame radio, man. Like I see you on Facebook or Twitter. It's crazy, man.
Yo, this is my first time on your station and all that. Like, don't get me wrong, I've heard of it before. I've been in a big process of getting this mixtape ready, and as you, like you said, you know, the promo been crazy. just released a single out yesterday, matter of fact, called We Bang For It, featuring my brother, your boy Scholar, AKT Music Group. You know, we in the building heavy. The mixtape will be hosted by Bam Bam the DJ, VA, holla at your boy. You know what I'm saying? It's a movement. It's a major movement. But nonetheless, I want to get back to all that you just had jamming. I'm kind of upset you stopped because I was going to start the grill up. And start partying. Like, I felt like I was back home, you know what I'm saying? Right now, you know, I'm down south in South Crack right now. Shout out to everybody in South Carolina. But I felt like I was really back in Brooklyn just now.
You know, that's how we had to do it. But, Nephew of the Dodd, definitely drop me an email, pregameradio@gmail.com. You know, let's work. Let's get you on here, man. Like, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah, it has been. I mean, you know, I'm saying it took me some time to, you know, get this one going. I wanted to get it going right. So this is Welcome to Greatness, Volume 4. Volume 3, I did drop Volume 3 last year with actually with Bam Bam the DJ, one of his fellow brothers, brethren from Cali. Shout out to DJ Midnight Grooves, of course. My man's out in Cali and all that. But I definitely will get at you with that email. That's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely not a problem.
Nephew. Yeah.
How you doing?
Hi.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't even know there was a young lady on the line. I'm sorry. How you doing?
That's pretty still, man. You know, if you don't know, she'll make herself known to you. So you ain't even got to worry about
that. That's who? That's
Lady Still. We spoke earlier on Facebook.
Oh, I know that. I know you too. I'm sorry. Lady Still was good. I'm working on that picture too. I got you. I'm going to get that done for you. If not tonight, you know what I'm saying? We're working on something right now, me and my manager. But if I don't get that done tonight, I'll probably have it done tomorrow. I got you.
I'm super excited.
I got you. Yeah, I know Lady Still. Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, man, I feel like I'm at home.
That's exactly what it is. So when you come to pregame radio, you know what I mean? Kick your feet up and shit, you know. Get a drink in hand, and we're going to do the damn thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like I said before, I had been put onto the radio station, just never got a chance to fully tune in real, real good. I'm tuning in now. I got a shout-out to Miss New Shoes for that because I think the first time I ever heard of you was on her show. So I got a shout-out to Miss New Shoes for that one right there.
Big shout-out to Miss New Shoes.
Definitely shout-out to Miss New Shoes.
I'm trying to get her ass in the studio, too.
Yeah, she hard to get a hold of, too.
A lot of people don't know, man. New Shoes got bars, man.
I know. That's what it is.
And we're trying to get her, you know, to get something on the wax, man, so we can play that, so we can promote that.
Yeah, I feel you. That's what it is.
I mean, but it is all well and good. And whoever is out there, you know what I'm saying, we spoke about it yesterday, you know, and once we spoke about it, more pictures just been coming up. Yeah, you're planking. You don't know where it's coming from.
Man.
You need your ass beat.
Yo, I mean, can I ad lib on that real quick?
Most definitely.
Yo, I was on my Facebook, I think yesterday, was it yesterday or today, I don't remember, but, you know, somebody put up there, they was like, yo, what's planking? And I'm like, yo, you know what, I don't know. And something said Google it. So I Googled it, and I found out what the dumb shit was. And I think I deleted, like, 3 friends for telling me that they plank. I'm like, yo, you don't even deserve to be my friend. That's just retarded, man. Plank?
Exactly.
Like,
I see some fat-ass people that will not get up and go to the gym, but they will get up and fucking put themselves in harm's way to try to do that dumb, ignorant shit.
Yo, when I read what it was, I'm like, yo, these kids are really that bored? Like, we don't really have nothing left in education to keep them occupied? Like, you got to go planking? What the hell is that?
And you know, at the same time, we got celebrities like fucking Dwight Howard planking on airplanes and on top of limos. So the kids think, yeah, that shit is cool. Planking's the new way.
And that's crazy because like, they really believe in that, man.
You know what? The same way that you can open a tab and log into Facebook, you can open a tab and do exactly what he did and Google it and know exactly what it is that you're involving yourself in before you do it. It's our own responsibility to be responsible for our actions. There's no excuse at all for your ignorance.
They just had a dude, I think, what was it, Australia, that planked himself off the 7-story building?
Yeah.
To his death.
And it's killing me because it's like our people are the main ones going out of their way to make a statement, and they're making the wrong statement.
Yeah, that is true.
The world laughs at them.
This is plenty.
Word up, everybody laughs, but we're going to, you know, we're still taking the calls on the whole blanket situation. And, you know, a couple of recaps. Let's let the people know some things going down with pregame radio and all that. But Nephew the Don, like I said, I want to give you a big shout out to Rocka with us on. But before we play some tunes real quick, any shout outs you want to get out the way, man? Like, you know, let's.
Let me
know he's coming.
Let me get that out the way, man. Definitely got to shout out my whole team, AKT Music Group, man. We here heavy. I never forget my homies up top, 100 Stacks. They definitely get it in. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody on the whole South Side, Brooklyn, the whole New York City, man. I represent for the whole New York City, man, no matter where I'm at. South Carolina.
True, the Brooklyn is the best.
WeAreProblem.com. Yeah, definitely check me out there, WeAreProblem.com. The We Are Problem mixtape volume 1 is on the way, man. Shout out to Lady G, Next Phase Entertainment out in Florida. It's We Are Problem. That's all I got to say is WeAreProblem.com. My boy Scholar is going down. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, not last but not least, Welcome to Greatness Volume 4 will be out very soon, hosted by one and only Bam Bam, the DJ from VA. Let's get it in. It's your boy, Nephew the Don. Yes, sir.
So with that being said, because, you know, you can't really follow much up after that. We'll be right back. We're going to get into some from our featured guest host tonight, Baltimore Sons, in the building with us. Here we go. Don't Let Me Down off the debut album in stores, iTunes, CD, Baby, SoundCloud, Hoaxshare, everywhere right now. Go get it if you ain't got it yet.
Yards to go, I'm large with dough, I keep a couple yards to blow, not long ago, I kept a couple songs to show the monster flow, come on dog, y'all should know, I'm feeling strange in the veins, there's something off with yo, so many lanes in the game now, it's hard to blow, I never cheat on these streets, that's the honor code, but gimmicks and images by the beats, I'm on to those, I should be on the globe, I had sit downs with record execs, offering checks to sponsor dough, and never heard nothing back, man. Get connecting the dots. I'm trying to gobble up the block like Pac-Man. They threw the battery pack on my back, man. A pack in my left hand, a gat in my lap, man. They go a fast stack if you act whack, man. But I smashed that plan and I gave it back, man. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough. I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Really ain't nothing left to say, dog, except that it's my time. So I whine with my behind, been taking my time. And my rhymes have got to be the greatest of my time. In my mind, they hate to see a brother get my shine. And my kind, stay on the grind and tell the sun up. Been feeling peaceful lately, but please, brother, don't run up. In the mornings, I gotta see my wife and son up. To see their face every day, I blaze and keep the gun up. But that's a different story, whole type another situation. Let's flip the script to the dilemma that this brother facing, fighting with the fact that I might never be on. I know dudes ain't getting deals, never tight without bond. It ain't hate, cause I don't feel they got a right to belong. In the same light as me, that's why I'm writing this song. I'm reciting it, my pen days, I'm slightly beyond. Right or wrong, I know the game ain't gon' write when I'm gone. But I'm gone, cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Cause I'ma just be me. The greatest brother spitting this, I just may be. But I ain't making no dough, I'm patient for show. Come on, yo, I'm waiting to blow. Yeah,
this is the Baltimore Sun, man. And I say all that to say this. Don't forget where you came from, man. You got plenty of dudes out here inking deals, and they lose sight of realities.
Keep it real, man.
They lose sight of the people that was down with them in the trenches, you know? New friends, new ends,
new shows.
But when the money gone,
the money gone,
the people gone too, you know?
Then you're gonna come back to those people that was once down. But those familiar faces gonna turn them around.
They only want you while you high, baby.
That's the truth, man.
Please believe me.
I see it happen so many times.
Cause a dude don't got a deal.
Don't
make him the real deal.
I'm ill. fiending for a slicker. I stare into the mirror and I see the realest nigga. Hip hop future hits me, go figure. Y'all needed something new, so I came through with the medicine. Got a dope flow, a dope to kill an elephant. Got the potency of a scorpion on my nemesis. Tired of rap that keeps distorting my intelligence. Better step it up, give it up. Or like the other way, I place hip hop in a coma. Woke him up today, better than a miracle. Spiritual individuals, fitting lyrical syllables. My condition is critical, career's at its pinnacle. Now it's time that I finish you. Pull it to the head, execution inside the living room. Just be unconditional love, or the ridicule. They told me do it for the world, cause the world's feeling you.
I'm ill.
Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, Big Big 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, Daddy?
You know, that's everybody. Huh? So, you know, we'll give a big shout out to Miss New Shoes, who raised her hand. She's ready to step in and say what's up. What's good, Miss New Shoes?
Good night, Brooklyn Black. What's good? Listen, you know what? I think I need to do that drop over. I'm rushing it. Nah, I need to do that drop over. Yo, Brooklyn, what's good? Ebony, who else is going to check in tonight? Ladies still like, what's good?
You're going to be listening niggas for like 5 minutes straight, Miss New Shoes.
What's going on? How y'all feeling tonight?
I'm right.
You know, we doing the damn thing. You know, we rocking out. Nephew the Don was here a little while ago.
Yeah, you know, I missed that.
For some reason, I thought he was going to be on all night.
Oh, man, I miss Nephew the Don. Yo, Baltimore Sun, what's good?
What's up? What's up, Ms. Nishu?
Listen, I want to give a shout-out right now for Baltimore Sun. Always show me love and support. Brooklyn Black too, but like real talk, welcome my son, like thank you, real talk, like.
Oh man, I told you from day one, we family, nothing.
Like, I have to, like, real talk, I owe you that, like, thank you
appreciate
so much
that.
For everything.
I appreciate that. I told you from day one.
Mickey Jones is in the chat room, rocking out with us, so Mickey Jones, shout out to you.
Mickey Jones.
But,
I forgot, yo, my bad, yo.
okay. I think I got something for you. I may have something for you.
Thank you.
But,
thank you.
Let me get your take on it. And let me get spot me a question. What's your take on the whole Franklin situation?
Say that one more time, brother.
What's your take on the Franklin situation?
On the Franklin situation? Hold on. First of all, that shit started in Japan, right? You know, people was just doing it for notoriety because, you know, Asian buildings are some of the tallest buildings in the world, right? A lot of people was doing that just to go ahead and say, oh, I went ahead and was on the edge of this building. Feel me? Now this thing has come to New York, it's come to Chicago, it's come to Miami, it's come to Georgia, it's come to Atlanta, all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? And right now, I don't care. Me, personally, I really don't care as long as people don't hurt themselves doing it. You know what I mean? Because right now there's a report of, like, what, 13 people that have died from doing it. I think it's stupid as hell. I'd never do that. You know what I mean? I'd never do that whole planking BS. But real talk, why the hell are people going ahead and sitting on the edge of a building and straightening themselves out just to get a picture?
But
I
that's
think it's BS.
Complete origin, Spider-Man.
Say again, Mama?
I said that's not the complete origin of it. I mean, it gained notoriety overseas, but that's not the complete history or origin of it.
I mean, if you got knowledge on it, Mama, speak on it.
That's how they used to pack the slaves in the ships in the plank to bring them over here. That's why they were in that, like, position so that they could fit more bodies into the ships.
Well, I can tell you straight up, nobody is seeing it like that.
Of course they're not seeing it like that, but it's very ignorant. Like, anything that you should do, like I said earlier, I think that you should take the time out to invest in researching what it is that you're doing before you actually make a fool out of yourself. Because the Japanese, they could do whatever they want to do. That's one thing. But then us as black people jump on the bandwagon and try to outdo everybody else while making a mockery of ourselves at the same time. I think that's
I hear that. I hear that 100%.
And also, too, I want to know, Ms. New Shoes, when is MFRR Radio coming back?
What happened, Brooklyn Black?
I said, when is MFIR Radio coming back?
Listen. Coming back August. It's going to be back August.
Wow, that's one hell of a vacation, man.
I mean, you see shows when they take breaks. It's not like season finale one day and then 2 weeks later you got the season premiere. That's not how it goes.
Thank you, Lady Steel. You know, we got to give up. Like, we got to come back on point.
Fan.
Like, come on
I'm
now.
I'm just saying, you know. That freaking the game isn't coming back on until January. That went off. All right,
we got it.
Brooklyn Black is running a slave ship, so here at pregame, we don't have the same benefits that you guys have at MFIR.
Oh, if that dude's going ahead and running some type of slave ship, we need to go ahead and get some of our own planking pictures up.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go ahead and do some planking on the front of my beamer.
Yeah, exactly. I knew he was going to say that. You just, whatever. God. Just take pictures of the damn car. You don't have to plank on it.
Before they still go ham, let's get to this next call. The last 4 digits is 6673. You're live on pregame radio.
Wait, what is that?
I know, we're the DJs.
Wait, you can't call in playing music? No.
They trying to tell us something.
Hey, I'm going to say it for Black himself, you know what I'm saying? Hey, anybody that calls in, anybody that's listening right now, if you're calling in, turn your fucking music down, man. I apologize for using expletives, you know what I'm saying? But real talk, we trying to do something here. turn your music down and make sure you call in some professional shit, alright?
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is that? Who is that? Who is that singer?
That's Spider-Man.
Who?
Who's that? The Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hi. Like, he sounds... Oh, let me... You know what? Lucy's going to be good tonight. Lucy's
Why it sound like you want to join Town Team No Hands and Miss New Shoes?
Lucy's going to be good tonight. I don't know him. But he talking... Listen, he talking that shit right now, something that me and Miss Brooklyn would say, turn the damn music down the back. But you not aggressive tonight. Look, you ain't getting nothing.
Hold on. You know what?
You ain't getting nothing tonight. Nah, you ain't getting nothing. This is what you need to do. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to call one of your side pieces, right?
Listen, that's another show.
You know what? I'm gonna be good. New Shoes gonna be good because we were talking about something serious. and then we slid into this. So New Shoes gonna be good.
I mean, you know what, New Shoes? Black already introduced me to you a few weeks ago, and I know who you are, but you don't really know me. You know what I'm saying? So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and apologize for my abrasiveness, but aside from that, that's all I can apologize for. You know what I'm saying? I'm from Brooklyn. I was raised in Brooklyn. I just came back from fucking war in Afghanistan, so you can't really blame me for how I am. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you came back from war. Well, I want to say thank you for serving our country. I appreciate it.
I appreciate that.
And, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to give you a five.
That's
you know who I am. I don't know who you are, so New Shoes going to be good. Like, okay.
Oh, no. Let's get into business. Let's forget what just happened, and let's just get into business.
Oh, we're going to get into business? Right,
How about this? We're going to let everybody simmer down a little bit. You know, because I know New Shoes is riding out. You know, she's probably going to meet up with a cuddle boo or whatever she call it nowadays.
Listen. New Shoes is not meeting up with no cuddle boo tonight. I'm trying to meet up with a cuddle boo. So anybody that's out there listening and you in the New York area, I'm talking about Long Island. I live in Nassau County. And you want to meet up tonight, I mean, just holler at me. Can I get my number?
However, there is a disclaimer because when Who says that she wants a cuddle buddy? She's literally speaking about someone to cuddle with. She's not talking about being a part of team.
She's in Nassau County. She about to meet up with Brad Pitt type motherfucker, man.
All right, so
she about to meet up with Screech.
Did somebody have jokes? Did you say Screech?
Hey, he is a bad man, okay?
We'll be back.
Thank you, Lady Bill.
Wow.
Scrooge is a bad man, and I heard he's hung like a donkey.
Thank you very much, everybody, for making Baltimore some feel at home.
Always, most definitely.
Get out there, but we're going to get into this joint. We'll be right back on Pregame Radio. Hit us up, 347-857-4302. You heard?
Of what you got, I need a detour. Put your bag down, what you frontin' on me for? Pack good DCP with she store. Up so I throw her down on the floor. Beat it up at the store. Should stand for while you on that court. Wow. Let me play with you with a contact court. You want that ball, put up a great fight. So I ate right and got a straight night. I'm another lover for another late night or early a.m. UT midnight love affair. Run any time that you're feeling dirty, play with. And I'm going to go by that love.
Man, let's go.
All right. Go in. You clown bitches broke and you still a joke. I spit bars, now your shit's revoked. And you bitches green, you're like flubber. What? And bitches on my pussy like I'm their mother. Yep. It used to be a team, now I'm on my own. There's only one seat, I won't shut it strong.
Nah.
Hold up, should I wait for the drop?
Nah.
Fuck that shit, just give it to me hot. You hoes get ignored like bill collectors.
I eat you like a nugget,
more bills come get ya. You hoes so simp like a basic tea. And y'all stay on me basically. I see the little tweets from y'all birds. Stay talking action, but y'all ain't verbs. Roxy on the scene, wait, y'all ain't heard.
What?
I study this game, yes, I'm a nerd. And I stay on the toilet, and y'all my turn.
Yeah.
I ain't rap too tight.
Nope.
So when I say blend, you better match the light. You don't want to see me in your afterlife. So I'll make you break fast like after night. Get bucked, now you fucked right. I'm eating and
right.
I take my money
okay.
and bite.
Okay.
Never ever will I try and be another motherfucker.
Nope.
Flow so sweet, y'all couldn't pay another dollar.
Nope.
Who want to test a rap bitch from the gutter? Got an iron box and blue melt peace like.
Butter,
I don't give a fuck and I keep it going.
Uh-huh.
Like the time of the month and I keep the flow.
Yeah.
Put them in a race and I bet I blow.
What the fuck I do?
Now it's time of the bone.
Ha.
Yeah, we are back. hope everybody simmer down. Now we know who's here, and if not, I'm going to remind y'all. We got, as always, ladies still rocking with us. Our special guest host tonight, Baltimore Sun. Reporting live from his BMW somewhere. The home spot. And as always.
Yes, sir.
When she comes through, she always gets the call lines popping, and you know, she gets artists jealous of her drop. But it's new shoes. She's here with us too. You know, so we're just rocking out. So new shoes, what's your plans for this holiday? What are you doing?
New shoes. My plans are done. My plans were today. You know, so right now I'm open. So like I said, I'm looking for a cuddle boo. Whoever's gonna check in, holla at New Shoes. Like, where we going? Miami? New Shoes wants to go to Miami, actually.
Hey, so, if you come out to Miami, you need to check me. Feel me?
Pinky wants to go Who was that talking? Listen, oh, you know what, Baltimore son, you know what? Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Ebony's in the building.
Ebony, how are you?
No, I'm a girl.
Yo, what's good? How y'all doing?
I'm good.
Good evening to everyone, Baltimore son, Alex, New Shoe, Spider-Man, what's good?
I'm good.
I heard New Shoes. I'm glad you got control of yourself, Ma. That was the mature thing to do.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know who he was. You know, I had to bite my tongue. Hold on. Let me.
Hold on, wait. Who's speaking right now?
The person you got into it with last time.
This is Ev. Who's this?
Okay, this is Spider-Man. My bad.
Oh, it's old boy. What's up, old boy? How you doing?
You already know what it is.
You and your BM?
What's going on?
You and your BM?
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
you
I'm showing in the BM right now.
All right.
I'm showing in the BM off to some white boy club right now.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. That's what it is.
Why Mystery Caller isn't calling in? I want Mystery Caller tonight.
Say it again.
They missed Artist Freestyle last night from Mystery Caller.
Yeah, where's Mystery Guy? Who is that dude, Alex? Y'all had a Mystery Caller
last night?
Yeah, he really had. Yo, you're going to definitely have to go in the archive, and you're going to have to check last night's show.
I was about to lose her mind at first.
It was ridiculous. Yes, one of Alex's
friends
into the show. And he more or less has changed the whole tone of the show. We were talking about Illuminati, so that just gives you a hot idea of how the show
Illuminati
went down,
and the
give,
and then he decided he was going to drop a freestyle.
Hold on. I'm sorry for interrupting, but hopefully he calls in after I do this. But I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there. Illuminati all day. What you going to do about it? Simple
There's
as that.
Nobody
oh,
that you
hey.
Miss Nishu.
Yes.
His freestyle was,
Word up.
That ain't no damn freestyle. That's an invitation.
Yeah, right.
He was on Miss Brooklyn Time doing that one. he was definitely on Miss Brooklyn Time with that one.
Yeah, but shout out to Mystery Guy calling in last night. If you're listening, press 1 on your phone, join the convo. We definitely enjoyed interacting with you. Word up.
it is real crazy, but we had a good night last night. We having a good night tonight. Everybody's here. You know, gloves done came off already.
Yes,
and we're
cooking
out.
Hey.
We're cooking out. So, you know what I'm saying? After the show, Black gonna come downstairs and he's gonna get his glove on. So,
yeah, we all cooking out.
And Lady Steel's drop has not been put in rotation yet.
Yeah, that's
okay,
Black.
Hold on,
Black.
Let me go ahead and intercept that real quick. You know, business is business outside of what's going on right now. Feel me? But this is what I'm gonna say. Hey. Your boy Shire is out here in Orlando, Florida. If anybody listening right now knows where the party is at, so be it. Let's go ahead and get it done.
Plug is that? You know what?
What? What you about to say, Mama?
That's something that goes on off air. I'll call you later.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
Nah, we all
like,
family. Say what you gotta say. We all family.
Oh, like, come on now. We ain't got no secrets like that around here.
forgot. We all.
Oh,
no,
nah, you
don't
want to dance
for one more son of his new shoes. Don't be acting fancy.
Oh, I'm not acting fancy. Trust me.
Oh, that's right. The Illuminati could be listening. All right, all right. We got you.
Exactly like Mr. Caller said. They're listening in.
All right.
Yo, what's up with y'all NYPD?
Yo, son, listen. When we come back, I need to get everybody's opinion on this Jewish girl talking about she was raped for 8 years by these dudes. I definitely need to know what you guys think about that shit, real talk.
Oh, definitely got to give me a complete rundown on that. But, yes, I'm ready.
Oh, man. I might as well go ahead and tell you to give me the whole piece.
You might as well just pull over.
Yeah, when we come back, when we come back.
Oh, no, I'm already in the parking lot, mama. Trust me.
Let's look at the track.
Sit in your damn car. Sit in the car all the time.
Yeah, I'm sitting in my car.
Rap, I just have to be plain, but since y'all asked for a change, I'm back in the game. My blame is cash, way whacking and lame, so I'ma stay attacking the game with flames. So something happened to change, you shouldn't have to be asking his name. It's body more, that's the way, say no more. I shouldn't have to explain. I try to chill where I'm at when I hang, but if you gap in your frame, I'm clapping your gang with an accurate aim. You shouldn't act like I'm actually playing, I'm just saying. I show no love, since cold blood is trapped in my veins, and it's a shame lanes claim that I'm acting. My slick shit is pimp shit, I'm like a Mac with a cane. Take your peeps back where they came. If it's beef on the beach or the street chief, I react with the flame, attacking the game and grabbing the chain. No packaging cane, I'm just the MC. Hip hop is trapped in my veins.
Like, so why, like, I don't understand, do you, like, I don't think people realize what it is, and they trying to be funny, you know,
okay,
but I'm like.
This is the thing. What Lady Steele said is partially right. That's some new insight she gave to me, right? But what I know about it is that it originated in Japan, right? In Japan and China. And they just go ahead and do it to the point where who can go ahead and be on the highest type of building or monument or piece of industrial whatever and stand straight and take a picture. The competition is if you can be on the highest point and do this blanket shit, then you have notoriety. You're popular. That's what it is in Japan and China.
All right, but Japan and China make everything. We already know that. Regardless of planking, trends, whatever it is, they make everything. But
okay.
I think, like, at first it was kind of funny, like, when I started seeing the pictures, I was like, oh, you know, look at these people, you know, and then it kind of started getting out of hand, people dying over it, and now it's just kind of like, when
that,
is
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Go ahead, Mama. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay, baby. Go ahead.
No, maybe what I was saying is people have died over this shit. You know what I'm saying? People have fell off of high places and straight up murdered themselves, right?
But at the end of the day, my thing is I think the bigger picture is beyond that. People have died, you know, prior to this, years ago when this shit was really going on. It originated in Japan as a craze, but not as what was initially happening. It's ignorance at its best. It's disgusting. And anyone that I see doing it, I'm immediately turned off, like, especially because everybody I see doing it, I'm telling them exactly where it's coming from and what's going on, and it's falling on deaf ears. People are still doing it. These are the same people that will, as soon as you decide you want to drop the N-bomb, if the wrong person says nigger, then it's a wrap. And they want to scream and shout and they want to holler. However, now you have a phenomenon that's sweeping the world, which is making a mockery of our people that were brought over here, and everybody's okay with it.
But I think it's like one of those crazes. It's like kind of like Pokemon cards. There was a phase where people were choking themselves out and dying.
With your people, like, it has nothing to do with the slave trade. You can't compare it. People. I see this shit every single day. Anytime I see somebody doing it, I'm immediately on their ass about it. I have a diagram drawn up that will show you that this is where it originated from, when they were bringing us over here face down like that in the bottom of the ships to make sure that as much bodies could fit in as possible. And these are the same people that will look at it and untag themselves or just turn a blind eye just because they want to be a part of something that they feel is cool. That's them being
But at the end of the day, think about it.
Pokemon cards or Yu-Gi-Oh or whatever you want to call it.
Wait.
Different.
Wait. I'm not going to deny Lady Steele's input, right?
No, she right, but at the end of the day, it's not people on top of each other, not nothing like that. It's people trying to do some dumb shit to make a craze. Just like people was choking themselves out.
I don't think when they made it. So you mean to tell me that it became cool for nooses to be like the next thing in neckwear that it's okay, even though you know
But nobody said that was cool. Nobody's really going around taking pictures of nooses, though. I understand where you're coming from, not to get it wrong.
How do you know it's not going
to
lead up to that? Because if you could do something and we could just say compare this to Pokemon cards or X-Men cards being traded, then how do you know that's not next?
Okay, but we're in America, though. There's cultures of all type of kind in America. People, it happens. There's racist people everywhere. At the end of the day, there's going to be nooses, and there's going to be people who are ignorant like that, and they're going
to
do dumb things like that. We don't have to be the fools
to go out of our way to contribute to the mockery of our own selves.
I just don't think it was meant to be all that.
It doesn't matter. I mean, some people don't mean to kill certain people when they shoot a bullet. It doesn't mean that they didn't kill
but
them.
But they know when they shoot the bullet what they're doing. People are just doing funny pictures. It's like I said, people was choking themselves out on YouTube trying to be cute. That was a new trend, but nobody was saying anything about that, really. But people are dying from all types of trends. It's just people trying to be cool with whatever other people are doing. Nobody's going to think of it as, oh, if I do this, it's going to basically be racist.
Right,
nobody's thinking that. They're thinking, I'm going to be funny like the rest of them.
It doesn't make it right because they don't start to use their brain. Like I said earlier, there are fat-ass people getting up to do this shit that will not take themselves to the gym. There are lazy-ass bums that will not get up to go and get a job, but they are getting up to find crazy, whack places to do this shit. It's stupid and it's ridiculous.
Girl, you know that only take one muscle. Fat people don't do nothing. No, I'm just joking. Let me stop.
You know what? Yo, real talk, the bottom line is if this was some other shit, if this was people throwing themselves in a mass fucking grave or picturing themselves outside a gas chamber or choking themselves out doing that shit, then it would be hell to fucking pay because them Jews wouldn't be trying to hear that shit.
Now it's under
the guise of a crave. No, it's not a fucking crave. It's some disrespectful bullshit, and these motherfuckers knew what they was doing when they started. I don't give a damn about no picture or just trying to be cool or trying to getting notoriety or none of that other shit.
Thinking about nobody else saying nigger this, nigger that, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have no right to complain about it because look at what you're doing.
And it's one thing to do it and be ignorant to it, but it's another thing to do it and you know exactly what it is that you're doing. So I understand your point when you're saying that you're telling people, yo, this is where that's coming from, and they untag themselves instead of acknowledging it and be like, well, you know what, that's kind of fucked up. I ain't going to fuck with that shit no more.
But you know what, though? The problem is we got a world full of followers. You know, I'm an artist, so I relate that to music.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what they have on the radio now. People is not getting educated in the lyrics. People still going to the club, partying to all these off-the-wall, whack-ass songs. Because it's too much work for somebody to think. You know what I'm saying? They just want to go with whatever is hot at the moment. Soon as fashion is going to last until the next thing come along that everybody can post on YouTube, and they're going to be doing that, too.
Yeah.
Yo. I got to go ahead and interject real quick, man. Like, for real, honestly, I understand what all of y'all are saying, 100%. I understand that. I understand where you're coming from. But you got to think about this. How many people would really sit there and be like, oh, you know what? These Negroes went ahead and did this when they came over the water. Let me go ahead and do this because I hate black people. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many people will listen to the music that's being put out there and be like, oh, this is ignorant. I'm bumping to this because this insult of the intelligence of my...
I know, man. I'm not knocking
you. You know what I'm saying?
I get that much of it. My only thing is that us, know that it directly, you know, comes back down to, we should not be endorsing the shit. Period. We endorse our own and then we complain about it later.
Mm-hmm.
It's retarded and it needs to stop. We're the one that buy the fucked up music, but then we complain, oh, the hip hop is dead. But we're the one co-signing it. We're complaining about how white people and other cultures see us, yet we're engaging in fuckery, and then we're going to be the ones to complain about it. Like I said, nobody needs to complain about the N-bomb being dropped again because you're doing some stupid shit right now.
Okay, I can co-sign on that with one quote. And this quote, and I know this show ain't about it, but I'm going to go ahead and quote it anyway. It's a quote from Harriet Tubman. She went ahead and stated that
if more people knew they were slaves, she could have freed a lot more.
Yeah.
But wait, what I was saying?
How did I know that?
All right, hold up.
Let me say something real quick. At the end of the day, y'all talking about followers. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought my phone up. Y'all talking about followers. At the end of the day, the first person who did it could have been racist. But at the end of the day, the 90th person who did it probably wasn't thinking, oh, they racist. Let me do this to follow them. They thinking, this is a funny thing online. Let me get involved. People just follow. You're right. No matter what it is, people are followers.
if you know enough to know that it's something that's funny online, then you know enough to see why it's funny. You know enough to figure out where it came from.
Yeah,
but a lot of people don't know it's racist.
A lot of people don't know it's racist.
That doesn't. But that's my thing. Just because a lot of people don't know, it doesn't. They don't get an automatic pass. At least not in my book. You're responsible for your own actions.
Oh, indeed. All
right. If it was middle school, it's going to be a different story. You would have been able to follow up with people.
Clear some tracks. 41 sons in the building with us. Now, besides this plinking, I believe before we went to the music, Ev had a topic she wanted to address, but since we had the ladies and all the men in here. So, Ev, what was that you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to talk about this young Jewish girl who came forth and claimed that after 8 years, she came forth and claimed that since the age of 13, she had been raped by these four dudes, and that they made her, you know, prostitute, and that she's been prostituting her body, you know, for them, you know, all this time since the age of 13. And the only reason she came out and said something was because the guy said, "Yo, if you don't do this no more, we're gonna get your sister involved next." Now, apparently, while all this was going on, she managed to go to school and get a law degree. Mind you, she is an Orthodox Jew, so anybody that knows anything about Orthodox Jews, you know they won't even let you touch them. They can't shake your hand or any of that other shit like that. So my thing is, come on, 8 fucking years, that's not rape. That's compliance after a while. You went along with the shit. And I'm thinking the only reason she said something was because she figured out just how much her shit was worth and how much of it she wasn't getting.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
Well, what's your take?
Because rape is one of those crazy things that can take many shapes and forms. Like, you could be raped forever. Rape is more than a physical act. It's psychological as well. And is she, and there's also like other stigmas attached to it. Like, I would have to see the full story to give my take on it, but to say that just because somebody was, you know, in a situation for 8 years that they welcomed it, I don't agree with it.
Alex, she was still living in her Orthodox Jewish household. You understand me? When this shit first happened, it happened in a public park. So you mean you didn't tell anybody? I could see maybe being fearful to say something the first time. But for 8 years, you kept meeting up with these people, going wherever they took you, doing whatever they told you, and then going home, and then on top of that, still having the mental capability to go to law school.
There, like I said, I mean, study psychology.
Nah.
A lot of different reasons where, like, that could have happened. I can't necessarily negate that.
Wow. That's bullshit to me. That's straight up bullshit. That's straight up bullshit. She had, like I said, it's not like she was kidnapped and taken to another state and held hostage and finally got away and freed herself. She was coming and going from the comfort of her own home.
There are people that come and they ejaculate while they're being raped. It doesn't mean that they enjoy it. There's like a lot of, there's too many different degrees for you to really like say that there's a problem with that. There are people that end up loving their rapist on some crazy shit. Like, there's a lot that's done to your psyche when you go through an experience like that. Rape victims are, like, unique.
And you know what?
She had jungle fever. That's what the fuck she had.
I'm going to tell you straight up. I can go ahead and co-sign with Lady Steele for the simple fact that I've been in the military for 5 and a half years. And I've seen many females go ahead and keep their mouths shut on shit for the simple fact that they didn't want to get certain people in trouble. You know what I'm saying?
You cannot compare a military chick to a chick in the comfort of her own home, because in the military, you already, as a chick, you already got odds up against you.
not necessarily
come,
as an Orthodox.
For you to come, listen. For you to come, you're talking about the military chick now. For you to come and say something against a fellow soldier, then you're putting yourself in harm's way. So
but how do you know? Like, how do you think her parents would have received her? She would have been looked at as dirty and unclean. They probably more than likely would have blamed her.
So it's okay to be dirty and unclean now?
I'm not saying that it is, but what I'm saying is that's what goes on a lot, like in Jewish and Islamic cultures or whatever. Women are raped, but those rapes don't necessarily get reported because then they're looked at as damaged and tarnished, and
she
it falls on them.
By,
and even then, just goes and serves.
She wasn't raped by Jewish guys. She wasn't
but
raped
that
by
would make
Jewish
it even
guys.
Worse. there's like a shame or something that's like brought upon the family. Like I've dealt with a lot of different scenarios when it comes to rape, and it's just not so black and white.
Okay, so all right, so you know the so you've been around the Jewish area around Kingston.
I grew up around a lot of Jewish.
Okay, so you know over there in that area. Now, much less now, you know. Now I'm a chick. And me and a couple of my girlfriends. My girlfriend got a flat, and we had to walk to meet up with her other homegirl to get a ride to go get another tire. Yo, they followed us, and we were chicks. You mean to tell me these black dudes was coming into her Orthodox neighborhood because they said where her neighborhood was? They was coming in there, picking her ass up and taking her and bringing her back, and nobody saw nothing, and nobody said nothing, and her family, nobody noticed a change or a difference or
yo,
anything?
What Orthodox neighborhood was this?
I'm going to tell you this right now, real talk. I've been on Eastern Parkway between Kingston and Albany. That's Blood City over there. You know what I'm saying? Do or die five. You know what I'm saying? I go ahead and go do whatever I need to do over there. Throw them bees up, whatever I need to do. But what I'm telling you is I know I've been over there for over 10 years in Brooklyn, all right? So I know exactly what you're trying to go ahead and get at, right? But what I'm saying is these people – they have such a diluted vision of what life needs to be that sometimes they go ahead and straight up ignore what's going on with them. You know what I'm saying? So, but I'm not saying what you're saying is wrong. Understand that. But what I'm saying is certain types of people, they will go ahead and protect other people that are doing them wrong. Simply because that's how they were raised. They'll be raised to be like, look, you know, if this gets out, you'll be this way. You'll
and
be
like
seen
said,
as this
the only
way.
Reason she said something is because she said that they said they were coming for her sister next.
It happens.
It does. I know that it does.
Yo, not after 8 years. I don't give a fuck.
I've known people
care.
That have.
Look, and real talk, y'all know how I am, and I don't necessarily need anybody else to co-sign with me on that. I'm grateful for y'all opinions. But mine is of the understanding that, yo, after 8 years is a long time. It's a damn
longer.
Long time. It's a damn long time to allow yourself to continue to be fucking abused, period. Especially when you're in the comfort of your own home, why would you continue to allow it to happen to you when you don't have to? It's one thing when you're in a situation
you don't
and
have
you can't
to,
do
though.
Shit
you don't know
about
the,
it. And you can't do shit about it. Yo, that's crazy. And I think the shit is bullshit. The motherfucker went to school, got a law degree and everything. You're getting a law degree and you're being raped? Come on.
Patty
hurt
kidnappers and didn't want to be returned.
Come on,
I mean,
man. That's wild. That's wild. The bitch figured out she wasn't getting enough for the cut and was like, fuck that. The gravy train stops here.
I
Right, and you know, I'm grateful for everybody's opinion because, you know, we live in America. We can do this. I don't know if y'all heard, but in Kenya, there was these two dudes who stole sacks of potatoes. And they were beaten, set on fire, and just left to burn.
Well, I guess that sends a big message to anybody else that would even consider stealing a sack of fucking potatoes. Is it worth your life?
Their cultures are very different than ours. The same
is
way
it
the
worth your life?
Huh?
different cultures than ours. Like, we have a lot more freedom than we actually understand. It's a difference when you grow up in another household. And for a lot of cultures out there, rape, you would not want to report it because the consequences would be worse for you inside of your own home. And it probably would never even make it to the justice system in the first place.
All right. Baltimore Sun, actually, he has a story with the NYPD and the Smith & Wesson party that went down last night.
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm pretty sure y'all heard about it, especially, you know, y'all being up in NY, about the Smith & Wesson, you know, them and Pete Rock had the album release party, and then there was a fight outside the club. The fight was taken care of by the bouncers, and allegedly the party remained peaceful inside, but then the police came in and bum rushed the place and started macing it up and beating people down and everything.
So wow,
They got like actual raw footage like on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like if you search Smith and Wesson like police brutality or something, they have like actual footage of how it went down. You know what I mean? It's freaky. And they said, like, I think it was Pete Rock, like his wife and daughter even got beat on.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was.
But once again, that's because we let shit like that go down, yo. We let shit happen.
They were saying they supposed to have a protest at City Hall up there. I don't know exactly where in
New York.
We're
going to have to check that out, see what's the info on that.
Yeah, that's crazy because the thing is, once again, it gives hip-hop, like, a bad name because, like, the people inside didn't even know what was going on outside.
Right.
And they said the inside was just peaceful, you know, people was performing, everybody was showing love, it was some big-name players in there. And then the police just came in and broke it up. I mean, and if you see the footage, it almost looked like some riots was out there. Like, how many people was out there, you know what I mean? And it's crazy because I got, you know, family and friends that's in law enforcement, but when you watch something go down like that, it's like you can see why police get killed all the time. People don't respect police.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
You know? And then to be associated with hip-hop, that just make it look worse.
It does. I have family that's also like NYPD, and it's biased for me because I have so many people that are always like, oh, fuck the police, but at the same time, I also have to tell them to watch his back because I go to parties, I go to backyard parties, I go to clubs, and I see how we act at the end of the day, and sometimes, like, it's not in our favor, and other times it's just not in their favor. So.
Right.
It's a fine line, and we have to, like, get our shit together and figure out, like, how we're going to do this, because it's ridiculous now.
Officer,
and if it's not, then it's a black man that's dying. Like, something has to give.
All right, let's get into this call and see what their take on it is. Last one is 7695. You're live on the air with Pregame Radio. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from.
What up? It's the boy D-Focus, man. Call up to say what up to my man, B-More Son.
D-Focus, what's good, brother?
What's going on, homie? I know you probably
thought I'm back. This my man from Grown Man, man. Okay. He on the History album, too. You hear him on a couple of joints. This my man, D-Focus, man.
Hey, congratulations, too, man. Congratulations. A lot of people probably don't know what it took to get that out, man. What I do, man. God bless, man. Congratulations.
I appreciate that, family.
Hey, real quick, tell me what you're doing, folks.
Man, I just came in from the lab, man. I was trying to get back in time to get you. I ain't got a chance to even really listen to the show. I was listening to it a little bit while they had me on hold, though.
You have the lab, like the lesbian club?
Nah, the lab meaning the studio.
Oh, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to ask me for not knowing that.
Because there is a club called the lab.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have said studio. I apologize.
Thank you.
And I'm at home now. And like I said, I just want to call up, man, and show some love. You know what I mean? I hope all is going well. And,
yes,
man, to my man.
Real quick, my man is being extra modest right now. You know, he's being real humble right now. Folks, just real quick for me, man, can you just touch on a little bit of what you do, man, so the people listening can know?
Well, actually, I go by D-Focus, man. The D stands for Detroit. I'm a writer, producer, MC, all things music, man. That's what I do. Been doing it for quite some time. I try to keep it humble, man, because humble is where it's at. You know what I mean? Like this is a talent, man. This was given to me. It's a gift. I don't own it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, ain't no sense of me walking around like it's mine. It's just, it was given to me so I can give it to the world. You know what I mean? So, that is, man.
My man.
Which I don't know what I'm saying, man.
We're out when the works, too. So, we did two albums when we was over in Japan together. That's the other, you know, one half of the MC core from Grown Man. I told y'all before about my group when we was in Tokyo. And we working on the third album now. So, you know, pre-game, we'll be getting, you know, some of the exclusives.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
You already know, Brooklyn.
That's what I'm talking about. So be focused, man. Good looking out on this, on the check. You want to get any shout-outs to him before you
record
music?
Oh, man, just everybody out there supporting good music, man. Everybody out there supporting good hip-hop, man. Much love to y'all. If you do want to check out what I got going on, man, just Google the Herman Garden Project. That's my new project that I got out, man. You can check out all the videos online and everything like that, man. So shout-out to Freakane Radio. Shout-out to everybody supporting good music. God bless y'all, man. I'll get back with y'all.
Thank you.
Peace, bro. All
right. Oh, really quick, come out. Both come on.
Yes, ma'am.
When am I going to get my email?
I got to make it to the studio so I can do this drop for you. I got songs for days. You already know that, but I got to do this drop. I got a couple drops I got to do. And, you know, I don't have the luxury of having
I'm
my
pretty
own
sure
studio.
That you have conversion software. Am I correct?
No, I don't at all.
You don't know how to convert, like, files?
Yeah, I'm saying I do, but
MP3?
I mean, I got to make it to the studio so I can put your vocals down.
I know for you. I'm just saying, if I give you a file, you can convert it to an MP3 for me?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Ha, ha, ha. Now, Brooklyn Black, maybe you should speak with Baltimore Sun and ask him to do you a favor.
I knew this was coming. Like I said, this is why I need an assistant, but we're going to break into something because I know Miss New Shoes is still riding. So we're going to break into something so that she can ride from it. We'll be back. 347-857-4.
Thought he had me, huh?
Nobody ignoring nobody. I got to work. I'm going to work on her job tonight. I'm going to do that, but here we go. We'll be right back. I mess with ladies still, man. She stay messing with me, man.
I'm ready, man. Here. FMJ, I'm fucking ready, man. Ha. Yo. You can catch me in the coupe, yeah, you know I'm flossing. I'm a star, not a boss, so you know I'm bossing. I put the heavyweight move, break the Boston. I'm winning you dead, so I close your closet. I'm on top of my game, and you are losing. Y'all take straight ass, yeah, keep assuming. You thought I was done, but I came on top. Y'all haters want me to quit, but I won't stop. I'm rolling the torch, I'm fire. Looking for that style, I'll be your supplier. And I stay fresh like a hot apple sauce. So I'm girl, stand strong, never fall like the towers. You never wanna take me stopping. We ain't even gotta get it poppin'. You lost connections, you droppin'. Psych, I rock the girl, I'm such a bad, bad girl. I'm a problem, so never try to take me stitches. I'm not, but you can't even stand next to bitches. If you grill, then we gon' bring beef to bitches. Stop, girl, say, yo, we brought some bitches. Yeah, we brought all y'all bitches, man. Y'all bitches is whack. Y'all straight bunch of bitches. Straight, suck your shit up, man. Yeah, y'all talking about I what, yeah. Keep my fucking name out your mouth. Matter of fact, keep my shit in your mouth. Y'all bitches is just straight class, and I'm coming for everybody's fucking head. No games being played. I'm tired of all y'all dirty bitches, man. Let's fucking get it. We the fucking star girls, and y'all bitches is not ready. Yeah.
Yeah, we're back. Street Game Radio. Brooklyn Black Liddy still at Baltimore Sunderland building. This new shoes is riding. Wherever she's headed, I hope she's getting there safely and all that. But I want to know, when is Miss New Shoes getting back in the studio? That's what I want to know.
Yo, son.
Yo.
Baltimore Sun on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
yo, real talk. Sometimes when you talk, I hear your accent. And when you say certain things, I swear to God, you remind me of Snoop from The Wire. So, yeah, sometimes your accent, it just comes out, and I'll be like, this nigga sounds just like Snoop. So thank you for the fond memories.
No problem at all.
I like you, though. That's what's up. Baltimore native, that's for real.
In Baltimore, like, I will put myself on blast because Brooklyn completely forgot to do this, so you can't use it for later because I'm putting myself on blast. Pound, I need my ass beat because I had absolutely no idea who Sonya Blade was.
Yes.
Had
to
research.
But, you know, I was going to give you a pass on that.
No, well, too late. However, I am very much aware now, and we are in the process of booking her for pregame radio. And she has some music out, and she's about to, you know, try to, I guess, come back out and see what she can do.
And also, I'm saying it now on pregame radio. Lady Steele, just email me your drop, and I will have it done tonight.
Mm-hmm. And in addition to Sonya Blade, also Zylon from Making the Band.
Yes,
yes.
Okay.
We have
That's
been
funny.
In communication, so we'll be hearing something from him very soon. I do have a track from him, an exclusive track that he's not dropping until the 18th of this month, so I'm pretty sure we can start sending it.
Who's the best five, number five rappers, top five rappers?
You know, that's what's up, and I appreciate the hard work of all the staff and anybody who keeps pregame radio afloat, that keeps us going. You know, I do appreciate everybody's hard work and the stuff that they do, the time that they spend on the phone, you know, time people set up in the chat room. I appreciate all that, so I want to thank everybody, and we're just going to, you know, keep going. We got, like I said, other shows coming up, you know, so Freaking Rich is going to be filling out your week real soon. Let's see.
We also need to get band signs in for pregame radio. Whoever's listening out there, artists and just callers in general, take a piece of loose leaf, a Sharpie, something, and just scribble something. Do it like Twitter, 140 characters or less, and tell us why you love pregame radio or why you love Brooklyn Black, Ed, myself, whatever, and upload it to either the fan page, which is Brooklyn Black, that's going to change soon, or the pregame radio group, or any of our individual, like, personal pages, or Twitter, whatever, but get that to us, please. Or videos, we accept everything. Discover, MasterCard, American Express.
Yeah, Lady Steele already got videos, so she don't need no videos. She ain't got a fan video on YouTube. No, damn it.
It's so cute. You gotta look at it when we get off air.
Look, she get the fan videos first. She get the size first. She don't need nothing. She got more followers than everybody. Lady Steele is good.
Whatever.
Us the love. Let's get some Baltimore Sun fan signs going too.
I got you. I'll make you a dope sign, and it's gonna be your next album cover.
You got me.
Mhm.
That's what's up. I'm kind of
Shut up.
You know, I don't know what to say about that.
I knew exactly where you were going with that. Don't worry, Brooklyn Black. Of course, you take precedence over everyone.
Like I said, I wasn't even going there, but
yes,
like
you were. I heard it in the tone of your voice, and when you trailed off, it's okay. I got you.
Hey, real quick, can I shout out my little homegirl from Baltimore?
shout out!
I told y'all before, a little homegirl. I'm kind of like she's looking at me. She said like a little mentor or something. She just turned 15. She's actually back up in New York on Wednesday for she got the call back from the Apollo. You know, she went up about 2 months ago and made the initial cut. So she's coming back on Wednesday. I was going to try to make it up. But I'm not going to be able to make it up. Her name is Kyrie. Little young girl, 15. I met her when she was 14. And you know what I mean? She got flavor and she carry herself like she's not scared. So for her to be so young and to do it, how she's doing it, you know, it's just the sky's the limits for her. So I just wanted to shout her out in case her and, you know, her and her mother is listening to the show tonight.
Hi.
I appreciate the love.
Yeah,
most definitely. Love. I see you guys in the chat room actually chopping it up, so much love, much respect. Also, as I've been saying for the longest, in 2 weeks, it's going to be my birthday roast. So all those planning the roast, you got a sideline with Lady Steele or Ed, they're going to be the roast masters so that we can get the lineup going. I already know.
Will we be hearing from you, Baltimore Sun? You're going to call in, right?
Oh, man.
Don't shy away
I
now.
I hit Brooklyn Black up the other day and was like, ain't you about to have a roast? He said, yeah. I said, this is the picture you put on Twitter?
Matter of fact, I think I'm about to mass email people random shit to go in on. You don't make roast, you're going to get roasted.
Deuce, I know you're still listening. You are more welcome to get down on the roast also.
God, Deuce.
I'm going to take notes and I'm getting everybody back. I don't give a damn what Ed says.
Don't worry, my birthday's coming up too, so revenge will happen, I'm sure.
You know, so that last half hour, I will be giving my revenge. So all those who want to roast, please choose wisely. Roast wisely.
Okay.
How old are you, son? How old you want to be, son? 28?
Yeah,
you're about to be 45.
I'll be 22. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Crazy.
You wish. Matter of fact, you're going to be 29, ain't you? Wait a minute. Nah, 31, you're going to be 27. Nah, 27.
You're going to be 27.
Sister?
And I got 27 years old shit, son.
Talk me some stuff.
I got baby pictures, son, and my scanner works good.
And like I said, for those who are going to roast, choose wisely.
Yeah, don't follow me. Because, see, I could whip his ass. Y'all might have a hard time with that. The dude is tight, big.
Say whatever you
want to
say. He's going to get the last half an hour. And what's going to happen? It's going to end up being an extended show. And then what's going to happen?
No. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to go and do the switchboard as co-host. And I'm going to mute him. Play music for the rest of the show.
Evil laugh.
Right. Yeah, Black. Okay.
And
Deuce
also,
gonna do.
We're bringing back spoken word in August. So
oh, that's what's
all of the poets, namesayers, you know, especially Miss Mushu, she got to bring out this shy shit she's going through because I've read some of her stuff. She's dynamite. So,
Wait a minute. You mean Miss Late Night Contact is shy?
I'm about to do a track myself. Matter of fact, Brooklyn, you need to find a way to just extract the audio from my Aston Martin Music Drunken video and play that because that's some hot shit right there.
Aston Martin Drunken video.
All right, don't even bother.
Yo, Black, forward that to me, please.
I want to look. I'm getting online now.
She has a ton of drunken singing videos. You know, like, she just goes through the box and gets in front of the webcam and just goes. But, it's all well and good. Everybody, thanks a lot. Thanks so much for coming through. Big shout out to Baltimore Sun. Everybody, go pick up his album.
History.
Yep.
His story.
Get up to the radio station and tell them to get it. You know what I'm saying? Just support good news. Support actual real hip-hop, not the bubblegum pop shit that, you know, they try to put on mainstream radio now. And we all know it's a holiday weekend. Cops are acting stupid. Case in point, last night, the Smith & Wesson party. All right, so let's be safe. Let's not do nothing stupid. No drinking and driving and all of that.
Also, shameless plug. You guys, Mommy Music Radio is another venture I'm working on. I've been, like, flooding your timelines with the link or whatever. Just do me a favor and click on it once or whatever. We're streaming music 24/7 nonstop of all genres. And just, you know, take a listen. Give me some feedback or whatever you have to say about it. Or if you have different music you want to request, if you know your stuff is really good, you can even, you know, send me a track and a drop, and we'll put it into rotation every 10 spins. It's also being tracked by Nielsen. So you can have, you know, your stats. You could track how many, you know, how much you're being played and requests and all that stuff. So it's also, it's a good look. But we could do that overall.
It's a good look. So, of course, you know, follow me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black. Don't follow Lady Still. Follow Body More Son.
That Lady Still.
Yo, sir, you got to stop that. That's not a good look. That's not a good look, son. You got to cut that out. You got to cut that out.
All right. Follow Lady Still. She don't even tweet, and she got more followers than me.
That's not the point, son. That's
okay.
Not the point.
Everybody doesn't realize I met Black on Twitter, and that's when I was heavy into my Twitter, you know, craze. And that's how I got those followers. Those are the same followers I had from then. If I remained on Twitter, I would have had, like, world domination. However, Twitter crashed one day. I went through some crazy withdrawals, and I decided, like, it wasn't for me. Like, I couldn't be in that position anymore. It was too emotional. So I made the power switch to Facebook, and I just haven't been the same since. I haven't been able to get into the Twitter group, you know.
Wow. Also, big shout out to the homie Spider-Man reporting live. He's headed to the front door with you. And I think that's his door.
It's disconnecting or connecting, something like that.
I think his door open. Oh, they check like this on. Yeah, we got
He'll be more than happy.
I mean, he's just breaking about background noise or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you motherfucker, man. God damn it.
Oh, he's going to get the texting of his life.
Yeah, see.
Son of a bitch. Do you have a nasty bitch? No, I don't. A fucking rag or something? No, nothing.
Okay, could you just try to mute? Why don't you just mute him, you know?
Yeah.
Let him go through his changes.
Francisteel.com /LadySteel0730. I'm about to, you know, max out, so I have an alternative page. Alex@Francisteel.com. Exactly. You should be ashamed of yourself, Brooklyn Black, because this is page number 3 on Facebook. For me, after they shut me down, how many times the Facebook Illuminati, and you're still stuck on what?
I'm on 1400, son, chill. I'm good.
Yeah, and I'm on what? I'm on 4250. Yeah, step it up.
What do you want, a parade?
No, I just want you to step it up.
Hit me fast, Lady Steel, all right? And also, the Lady Steel are trying to get me an assistant. You know, they say I need it, and I learned through the years of pregame video not to argue with both of them at the same time. So
you can't even argue with us independently. What are you talking about?
Basically,
I will whip your ass independently.
But
yeah, please.
We're talking about violence. I'm talking about arguing. And even if you decided you wanted to get violent, you don't want to go there. Because I do have loose intentions.
When the show is over, go downstairs and get me a plate.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a plate. I'm gonna eat that shit.
That's gonna be the next radio episode. It's gonna be Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, that's a winning. That's a losing battle for them. They listen. Don't even show up.
Man, this some old bullshit.
Now a nigga wanna use. Alright, that's what's up.
But everybody, like I said, please have a good, safe weekend. We want y'all back next week. And keep tweeting with us as we keep growing. Big shout out to everybody on the check-in. Just enjoy these tracks to, you know what I'm saying, ride out. And we'll get
and
you guys next Friday at 11 o'clock. What's up, Lady Steel?
I said wrap it up.
Yeah.
Like, wrap up your dick. That's what I meant. Not the show.
Oh, man. Yes. Sorry, I haven't said this in a while. Sorry. Fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. You already know what to do, man. Keep it safe. Come back next week, and we out here.
tell me why you mad, hun. Perfect nah, good times away the bad one. Music lasting, trying to figure out what happened. Our love story turns into a thriller, Mike Jackson. Mind cloudy, but I try to stay focused. With a sober mind is hopeless, so a nigga keep smoking. Who's the dopest? Me, you gon' see it. Listening to your friend's advice and you don't need it. Must I repeat it? They don't wanna see you smiling, girl. Or sipping drinks with umbrellas on the island, girl. It's your world, just want the keys to the city. She's so insecure, baby girl is so pretty. Blame me, oh really? Now it's my fault. We glow alone, but together get our shine on. So stressed that I gotta put my slimes on. But it's over, I can't get my rewind on. Only time will tell what's gonna happen. First you love me, then you hate me. Just like a fatal attraction. No movie on Mike Douglas. You say you hate me, won't you try loving it? No, well, I ain't fuck it. I hear you talking hard, buried in the coffin. Another bitch of love to fill the hills that you walk in. That's not a threat, it's a promise, babe. I regret that I tried to change. Now I have my feelings like Osama, man. Sick of all the games. Same shit, just a different day. Same story, just a different page. Same Dutch, just some different. Hey, how my riders go a different way. Now my highs go in the circles just like a cyclone. Never been a quitter, but you asked for it, so I'm gone. Mind blown, I gave you a fair warning. Let's see how you feeling all lonely in the morning. Morning.
Hey, baby. I really want to let you know. I really got feelings for you. I really care about you. But, I don't know if I can really do this no more. That's it.
Hey baby, I thought I'd let you know I'm living. And I still love you even if the love is from a distance. I know your heart is broken and it can't be fixed with stitches. And my pride won't allow me to beg you for forgiveness. You told me over and over I wouldn't listen. Cause the fame is like a drug, I swear it blurred my vision. Reminiscing like Mary did, I can't help it. Remember when you walked away and asked me was it worth it. Stretched, you didn't deserve it. All those nights you was hurting. Till you finally found the strength to tell me it wasn't working. I should've known you were serious, but I brushed it off thinking you bugging. You just probably got your period. I wasn't hearing it, I couldn't balance time between you, the streets, and of course my career and shit. Money versus love, the paper's what I'm chasing. So your loving got away, but I'm strong, I'ma make it.
If I said it didn't hurt, I'd be lying, yeah.
I heard you're doing great. I seen Patrice and L. I can't complain about life cause she treats me well. Quan is good money. Pop is still hungry. Leak is still speeding. Stacks, he's still eating. The team's great, oh yeah. Foot said good looks. He's still fucking with your friends, so that's a good look. I'm a little lonely. Some friends was really phony, but I'm still doing my thing, baby. You know me. Remember those rainy nights we would turn off our phones? Now I'm fucking all these girls, but I still feel alone. I guess what I'm trying to say is you could come home. If you want, we could start a new us. A new beginning, new love, a new trust. Or we could just be friends and do us. God bless you, baby, hallelujah. Toast to the past and the future.
If I said it didn't hurt, I'd be lying.
Initiating shutdown sequence.